Welcome to the Marietta Daily Journal podcast. Today is Tuesday, October 19th, and happy 59th birthday to boxing legend Evander Holyfield. I'm Dan Ratcliffe, and here are your top stories presented by Credit Union of Georgia. A Smyrna man beat another man and seriously disfigured his face after a minor car wreck. A suspect in an Ackworth armed robbery was arrested. Dobbins Air Reserve Base welcomed their new commander. An emergency order on Cobb School's virus protocols was denied by the federal judge. Kennesaw candidates elected not to raise or spend more than $2,500. And finally, Carl Carlson was named next head of Walker School. You deserve better than your bank. Better service, better rates, better solutions. If you live or work in Cobb County, now is the perfect time to make the switch to the Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank. Since 1960, Credit Union of Georgia has been providing Northwest Georgia with financial solutions that make sense for your home, business, and family. As a homegrown, not-for-profit cooperative, our members are our mission. Not only will you get the best loan rates, you'll get personalized customer service from people who understand your needs. Plus, Credit Union of Georgia provides real convenience with a network of more than 30,000 accessible ATMs and branch locations across the country. Of course, there's also 5 locations right here in Cobb County. Ready to see how much better your banking can be with Credit Union of Georgia? Become a member today or apply for a loan online by visiting www.cuofga.org. Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank. Police say a Smyrna man faces multiple charges, including felony assault, after he beat a man with his fists and a pistol for asking for his insurance information following a minor car wreck. 49-year-old James Bernard Ray backed into another man's parked vehicle on Lincoln Trace Circle across Windy Ridge Parkway from Truist Park around 2:30 a.m. on October 9th. The owner of the vehicle approached Mr. Ray and asked him for his insurance information, and Mr. Ray offered the man $300 in cash to pay for the damage. When the man refused and asked for his insurance information again, Ray became irate with said victim and started punching the victim in the face. When the man fell to the ground, he got on top of him and continued beating him with a handgun before pointing it at the man and asking if he still needed his insurance. The incident left the man's face seriously disfigured. Mr. Ray left the scene, and when police showed up at his home, they found his vehicle with damage to the rear left side of the car, engine bay still warm, and a bloody handprint on the driver's side door sitting outside his address. His felonies include aggravated assault with a weapon, aggravated battery, disfigure, and on a separate warrant, theft by receiving a stolen firearm. He was arrested Thursday in connection with the October 9th incident, but was released the next day after paying a $30,000 bond. A man responsible for 3 armed robberies in Georgia, including one in Ackworth on September 2nd, has been arrested. 54-year-old Jason Dixon from Maryland has been charged with bank robbery by force or violence, a federal crime. Wearing a blue long-sleeve shirt and dark pants, Dixon walked into the Credit Union of Georgia at 3130 Cobb Parkway on September 2nd with a gun and claimed to have an explosive device and demanded money, according to city police. Nobody was injured during the robbery, but Dixon was said to have left with an undisclosed amount of cash. The investigation is ongoing, and anyone with additional information is encouraged to contact the police. Dobbins Air Reserve Base officially welcomed its new commander over the weekend in a change of command ceremony ahead of Brigadier General Craig McPike's move into his new role as Vice Commander of the 22nd Air Force. Colonel Carl Magnuson took the reins at Dobbins around 2 weeks ago, coming to Marietta from New York, where he commanded the 914th Air Refueling Wing at the Niagara Falls Air Reserve Station. Colonel Magnuson now assumes control of the 94th Airlift Wing at Dobbins, equipped with 8 C-130H3 cargo aircraft that support joint service and multinational airlift missions in the U.S. and globally. The wing has about 2,000 personnel. He's a 1990 graduate of the University of Oklahoma, earning his regular commission through Air Force ROTC. He joined the Air Force Reserve in 1999, serving as a KC-3-135 instructor, navigator, and instructor pilot. He is deployed globally, including in support of the NASA Airborne Science Program, with more than 5,000 flying hours in various U.S. Air Force and NASA aircraft. Meanwhile, Brigadier General McPike had, in his career prior to his role at Dobbins, served in several major command roles, including Chief of Standards and Evaluations, Chief of Group Training, Deputy Chief, Programs and Requirements and Operations Group Commander. Before commanding the 94th Airlift Wing at Dobbins Air Reserve Base, the general was the commander of the 916th Air Refueling Wing at Seymour Johnson Air Force Base in North Carolina. A federal judge has denied the Southern Poverty Law Center's request for an emergency order requiring the Cobb County School District to implement stricter COVID-19 policies. John Floresta, the school district's chief strategy and accountability officer, told the MDJ the district was informed of the decision by its attorneys on Friday. The request was couched in a broader lawsuit filed October 1st by parents of four students with disabilities. They argued their children, suffering from muscular dystrophy, leukemia, and other illnesses, were at risk of severe symptoms or death should they be infected with COVID-19. Adding to that risk, they argued, was the district's choice to loosen its COVID policies ahead of the 2021-22 school year, including not requiring masks to be worn in school. As such, the children were forced to opt into virtual learning courses, causing them irreparable harm and subjecting them to discrimination. Chief Judge Timothy Batten of the U.S. District Court for Northern Georgia rejected those claims, writing that the school district had reasonably provided access to classes through its virtual learning program. The plaintiffs, he continued, had not demonstrated that they were suffering lesser treatment based on their disabilities. The Marietta School System put on an event featuring inclusive games and sports. Here's community reporter Matt Golden with the story.
Students and volunteers of all ages enjoyed a couple of hours of lighthearted recreation Thursday as Marietta City Schools held its first ever Adapted Games, offering a field day-like experience for students with intellectual differences. With balmy morning temperatures and clear blue skies, more than 100 students cycled through 15 stations to participate in games that have been adapted to be more inclusive. The games offered non-competitive activities that the MCS staff designed. Students participated in adapted versions of the 100-yard dash, shot put, discus, javelin, bowling, cornhole, and other games. Teachers and volunteers from every school in the system assisted in the games. Some volunteers were members of the Rotary Club of Marietta, which sponsored the event, or were Marietta High School Student Athletic Trainers, or JROTC, members. The games have been planned for years, but were canceled last year due to COVID-19. Other school systems, such as Paulding County and Cobb County Schools, also host similar events. For more on this story, please go to mdjonline.com. From the Marietta Daily Journal podcast, I'm Matt Golden.
Everyone loves a winner when they're in your corner. With over 40 years of experience, Johnson & Alday can help you win in a variety of scenarios. Whether it's an auto accident, slip and fall, dog bite, or anything in between, Johnson & Alday can help you win. And here's the best part. They are so confident in their detailed process that they won't charge you a dime until your recovery for an injury claim has been secured. Visit them online at johnsonallday.com or call 678-785-9595 to get started.
Engineered Solutions is your locally owned and operated commercial and residential foundation company that specializes in foundation repair, basement waterproofing, and crawl space encapsulation.
I'm consumer investigator Dale Cardwell. I've done the research already, so you don't have to.
678-ESOGMAL. Can you feel that? Yeah, we're paying with love tonight. It's not about the money, money, money. We don't need your money, money, money. We just want to make the world dance. Forget about the price.
Overnight incident. The five candidates running for Kennesaw's three open council seats this November haven't filed any campaign finance reports, electing instead to keep their campaign finances at a modest level. Under state law, candidates aren't required to report campaign donations if they do not raise or spend more than $2,500. All five Kennesaw candidates have signed affidavits indicating they don't plan to raise or spend that much. Should any of the five candidates end up exceeding the $2,500 threshold, they will be required to file campaign finance disclosures listing their donations and expenses. Three council seats are up for election: Post 3 at large, Post 4 at large, and Post 5 at large. Post 3 Councilman Pat Ferris is unopposed. Incumbent Post 4 Councilman Chris Henderson faces a challenger from Antonio Jones, a small business owner who previously ran for Post 1. Post 5 is held by Nimesh Patel, who is not seeking re-election. He was on the council from March 2016 to January 2018 and did not seek re-election. Then in May 2021, Patel was appointed to the Post 5 seat by the council after David Blinkhorn resigned the seat to pursue an unsuccessful state House run. Two candidates are running to succeed Patel: Jonathan Fred Brothers, a real estate broker, and Trey Sinclair, founder and president of Dry County Brewing Company. Marietta's private Walker School has named its next head of school in Carl Carlson, previously of Tampa Prep in Tampa, Florida. Carlson replaces Jack Hall and will begin his tenure for the 2022-23 school year. He spent 23 years working in the New England boarding school system as a teacher, coach, and administrator before moving to Florida. There, he spent the last 8 years as Tampa Prep's head of high school. He'll be joined in Marietta by his wife, Allison, who also works in education. When you have experienced the loss of a loved one, you can trust Carmichael Funeral Home to guide you through the arrangements necessary to create a meaningful ceremony that celebrates the unique life being honored. At Carmichael Funeral Homes in Smyrna and Marietta, our staff is committed to providing your family with the highest quality care and service in your time of need. In addition, we take pride in our responsibility to lighten your burden as you take the first steps toward healing. No matter what your choice, we believe in lives lived well. Please contact us with any questions regarding your pre-arrangement requests. At Carmichael Funeral Homes in Smyrna and Marietta, individual attention, providing support to the community, healing lives and grieving hearts, and celebrating lives well lived are our privilege to help. Contact us today or visit us online at CarmichaelFuneralHomes.com. Celebrating memories you'll always cherish. Carmichael Funeral Homes.
Are you struggling to find the right home in these tough markets? Hi, I'm Jeffrey Drake of Drake Realty, with 7 offices across Metro Atlanta and 2 right here in Cobb County. The real estate market in Cobb County can be competitive. That's why you need a team on your side. My team of over 700 agents is one of the biggest in the county, and we have been turning dreams into realities for 28 years now. Next time you decide to buy or sell in Cobb, trust the team that knows the lay of the land. Visit us online at drakerealty.com.
Thanks for listening to the Marietta Daily Journal podcast. Add us to your Alexa Flash Briefing or your Google Home Briefing, and be sure to like, follow, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. This podcast is a production of BG Ad Group. Darren Sutherland, executive producer. Jeremy Powell, creative director. Jacob Sutherland, director. Producers Jason Gentarola and Matt Golden. And Kezia May, copywriter. All rights reserved.